systems are offline.
Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
You happy?
What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic with your boy. Yeah. I know that silence right there was intentional. That's obviously to show that Muscles from Brussels is not here today with us due to unforeseen circumstances. Yeah, but we're still gonna do us the topic. You know how we do it right here. It's me plus you. Yes, you listening to this. Mm-hmm. Part of the family. Yeah, so we're gonna do this together. Yes, I'm not doing this alone. So thank you for listening to us, the topic. Yes, I really do appreciate the fact that you're listening to us, the topic. And do make sure you do share the show out there. Because, yeah, you know, the show can change lives and everything. And, yeah, today's topic is very interesting, as you saw. That's why you clicked on the topic itself. And the topic is life without phones. Yes, life without a phone. Yeah, right there. So how would life look without a phone? Now, taking it to ourselves, you know, myself included, how would life look without phones? For me, for you listening to this, you know, for your friend, for your neighbor, for your family members, for everyone, how would life actually look without a phone? That is the question. And yeah, like, would you survive without a phone? Would it be a very interesting life without a phone? That's what we're gonna be tackling. I'm gonna be, you know, sharing some of my life experiences. Yeah, because there's some experiences that I have experienced in life, and for me it was very interesting, if I can put it that way. And yeah, obviously the stuff that, like, you'd look at and you're like, this wasn't really that necessary, but yeah, you know, I can deal with it, I can live with it and stuff like that. So yeah, you get those situations and everything. But yeah, without saying a lot, if it's good morning to you, good morning wherever you are, whatever time zone it is, yes, hello to you in that time zone. Yes, so yeah, do let me know whatever time zone it is there in your life. But before we get into the whole topic, you know how we do it right here on What's the Topic. Yes, we give you the nice stuff, the good stuff, you know, the stuff that gets you pumped up, you know, moving and everything, chilled session, everything. Here is a track called God's Plan by Shervin Desir.
I'm in paradise. When I close my eyes, Father, please come through.
Show me the way and I'll follow you.
Holy Spirit, are you coming through?
I know what it is when you come around me.
Trust my spirit.
Guide me to the light. Show me how to shine. Cause I know I'm not perfect. Before you, I'll be perfect.
Gotta roll up my seat, put the time and the work. Holy Spirit controlling. Put my trust in my all in. Put my trust in my all in.
Nobody else is way better than you, cause you are the only one. That was a lie, put him in a fire, now we gonna make him run. God on my side, I be sending 10 toes. I used to be lost, now I know where to go. My faith in God, I don't need no friends. Cause when he could say, oh, I feel alive. Cause when he could say, oh, I feel alive.
When he comes to you, I feel alive.
I guarantee.
can't carry me.
Falling down, can't carry the way.
God's plan, I don't know how to shine. Feels like I'm in paradise. When I close my eyes, Father, please come through.
Show me the way and I'll follow you. Holy Spirit, are you coming through?
I know what it is when you come around me.
It's my spirit.
Guide me to the light. Show me how to shine.
It's not about my dreams coming true. Ministry is not a path for success or a path for notoriety. When we talk about godly dreams coming true, this doesn't mean that, oh, that will be your chance to shine. I hear this quote going around and people say, well, you know, you're discouraged because you're comparing your behind the scenes with somebody else's highlight reel. And I thought, the problem is not that you're comparing your behind the scenes with somebody's highlight reel. The problem is that you're comparing at all. Who cares if somebody else has what you perceive to be as more success? And the implication of that quote that's going around is that one day you'll have that too.
Tomorrow's I guarantee. Can you please come and carry me?
Falling down, can you carry the way?
God's feeling, I don't know how to shine. Feels like I'm in paradise. When I close my eyes, Father, please come through.
Show me the way and I'll follow you.
Holy Spirit, are you coming through?
What if God's plan isn't for you to stand on some big stage with lights in front of millions or thousands? What if God's plan is for you to do something that other men would consider small? Because the truth is that the way God works in the earth primarily is through many small works coming together to be.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope that was chilled, you know, chilled vibes and everything. Yeah, you know, that's on another level right there. So, yeah, do let me know if the track was awesome, if you enjoyed the track, or it was the opposite. Yeah, by the way, it was Muscles from Brussels Peak. I'm just kidding, because it's not here. So, we're going to dive into the whole topic, you know, life without a phone. And, yeah, my first question to you would be, what would your life look like without a phone? Because obviously myself, I have a specific standing, you know, when it comes to phones and, you know, smartphones in particular, if we can actually be specific, you know, smartphones, phones that are able to do a lot. In our day and age, we even have phones that are more powerful than a computer, a laptop, you know. And yeah, like people do a lot of things on their phones. So my question is, what would your life look like without a phone? Do let me know. Like, would it be a pleasant life to live, or would it be the opposite, if I can put it that way? And would you be depressed, happy, satisfied? You know, some people I know, their answer is life without a phone, it's depressing. That's for some people. And, you know, like with myself, I'll just, yeah, you know, give a story of myself. And, yeah, back then, like how life was, you know, with and how it was without a phone. So, like taking both situations and going to now, you know. And, yeah, like interesting. So, going back to, you know, my early, let me say, primary years, you know. Yeah, looking at my primary years, I obviously didn't have a phone, you know, as a child, let me put it that way, as a kid, you know, growing up as a kid, I wasn't really interested in, you know, phones and all the stuff, because we had other ways of entertaining ourselves, so phones were not really a big deal, if I can put it that way, and to me, knowing that, yeah, a phone is not a big deal, I got friends, you know, that I socialize with. I had friends that I used to socialize with back then, you know, as a young kid, you know, growing up. And then finally you in school. And then, yeah, now you're in school, still not concerned about a phone. And I grew up in the, you know, the generation where, okay, obviously I was born in the generation where we didn't have smartphones, so we had what they call now as dumb phones. Yeah, so we had dumb phones. And then we literally saw how technology evolved and smartphones came into the picture. So I grew up to see how all of that changed. So went from your dumb phones to your semi-dumb phones, you know, and then into the smartphone generation, where now you have phones that are, let me say, the same size, you know, in terms of being slim, you know, they're the same size as a pen, you know, or a pencil. And I remember seeing an advert on TV where they used a pen as a big deal, you know, to actually say, this phone that is new is actually the thickness of this phone is the same size as a pencil, you know, or a pen. So you can actually take a pen and hide this phone if you are looking at it, let me say, from if it was a child, you know, looking for that phone, if they probably not tall enough to see the phone and they're looking for it from below the table, if you put it on the table and you put a pen in front of it, they wouldn't be able to see the phone because it's the same, like it's not bigger than the pen. So I grew up to see those types of adverts and everything. And then now you start going into the features, you know, we had phones where, like, before you could just play your Java games, you know, your 2D games. You couldn't do a lot space wise. You couldn't even put two tracks in the phone. It was more of a receive a phone call, make a phone call, receive an SMS, send an SMS, and then calculator. That's basically what was happening on the phone. So we had phones like that, and then it went from being that type of a phone to your semi-dumb phones where you can play games on the phone, you know, you can use your calculator. And an additional feature that was added to the phones was you can actually now go onto social media platforms like your Facebook, your WhatsApp. And back in those days, we had to go mix it, you know, BBM type of situations. We had all those things. Now, those are like extra features that were added onto the phone, and we were like, wow, this is awesome. This is a way of communicating with other people, you know, all over the world without really spending a lot of airtime, you know, if I can put it that way. And it was, you know, cost-wise, it was really efficient, and we didn't spend a lot. And this blew our mind away. Blew our mind away. But even in that generation, myself, I wasn't still concerned about a phone. And I know when I got into my secondary schooling career, you know, like going into secondary schooling and growing up in that, you know, those years, if I can put it that way, where now you exposed to a whole lot of different people, and a lot of them have different financial backgrounds and all those stuff. And now you looking at yourself, you're like, wow, they have the latest smartphone back then. And now you look at yourself, you're like, I don't have that. Now it's now a concern, not because you want it. It's coming from more of a peer pressure situation where you look at your friends, they have it, so you want it because they want to think you're not cool, if I can put it that way. So they will look down on you, and now you want that phone. But at the same time, knowing that you can't afford it, that's also another problem, you know. And then now some people, they resort to stealing a phone, you know, they resort to doing things that they wouldn't do because of peer pressure and all the stuff. And with myself, you know, life without a phone, I always found it amazing. That's actually my point of view. Even now, I would prefer not having a phone. And yeah, not that not having a phone. I prefer not having a phone, but being contactable, if I can put it that way. So looking at now, I wouldn't mind going back to a dumb phone, you know, as they call it. I wouldn't mind going back to a dumb phone because I know I'll still be able to receive calls. I'll still be able to make calls. And I'll give you the reason why. But I remember my high school year, third year into high school. I lost my phone. In fact, the phone that I had went missing twice. The first time someone stole it while we were at the soccer practice. Obviously we were on the pitch, involved in the practice and all the stuff, but I left my phone in the bag, and it was the latest phone back then, your BlackBerry 9900 Bold. It was a touch and type. So back then it was the big deal, and they were like, wow, this phone is too much, you know, you have this phone, whoa, like, yeah, you considered as one of the cool kids back then. And obviously that's a label, you know, but that's not what really matters. So he knew I had the phone, and he knew that I left it in my bag. Now, I wasn't expecting the guy to go searching in my bag and stealing, but there was the society that, yeah, we had back then where, yeah, people do things like that. So he went into my bag, searched everything, and had a couple of friends involved as well that knew that he did that, and then took the phone, gave it to the other friend. The other friend hid the phone and all the stuff. Went back, looked for my phone, didn't find it, phoned it. It was ringing, but it was on silent, so we couldn't hear it. And then eventually practice ended. There was the end of it. Got home. After getting home, told my parents the situation, the story. The phone is gone. And then one of my friends that was closer to me, he saw the whole situation happening. He knew my dad, you know, he used to go to my dad's workplace and do stuff. And like he saw everything that happened. The following day, he approached me and told me, this is the person that took your phone, but don't tell that person that I'm the one that told you. So I was like, oh, okay. Went back home, told my parents, like, okay, this is what happened. The person that took my phone is this person, and the person that told me is this other person. So my parents eventually got the cops involved. Then the cops took the guy that took my phone. They took the witness as well. The witness testified against the guy who stole the phone, and then eventually the phone came back. But now they had to go to the person whom they sold the phone to, and then yeah, got the phone back and everything. And then the second time I got mugged. So as I was walking home, a car pulled up in front of me. Two of them were already on foot. Before they reached me, they went on foot and then were following me. So the car went in front, blocked me. The other two approached me, one from the side, one from the back, so that I couldn't run anywhere, couldn't run in front, couldn't run sideways, couldn't go nowhere. Then they held me. Now, as they right there where I am, I'm now in a situation where I understand, okay, right now I'm getting mugged. So what I eventually did is I took out the phone and then I threw it in a yard, in one of the houses that was where I was getting mugged. So I threw it in that house. Then they left me. And then I was able to escape, run to the closest store where there were people that I knew. When we came back, the guys were gone. And then one of the people who saw what was happening said that they jumped into the house, took the phone, jumped out, and went. When we phoned the phone, one of the guys answered, and then they spoke, and then they dropped the call. After that, they took out the SIM card, switched off the phone, everything. That was the end of that phone. Now, after that whole situation, I spent literally 3 years without a phone. I didn't want a phone. I didn't want anything to do with a phone. I didn't mind the fact that I was uncontactable because I was in school. Like, I'm doing my secondary, you know. So I don't really care about a phone. All I'm concerned about is schoolwork, you know, athletics, because I was involved in athletics. I'm concerned about things that really do matter, and a phone wasn't one of them. So I spent 3 years without a phone, and to be honest, I actually preferred those 3 years because I was, in a way, more focused on things that really do matter, you know, when it comes to, you know, socializing with friends, you know, stuff like that. Situations where, you know, you look at other things that are happening. I was more concerned about those stuff than, you know, getting a phone. I didn't even mind not having a phone. In fact, I didn't want to have a phone. And eventually, after those 3 years, you know, I finished high school, secondary. I finished that. And then I now obviously went into the the world out there, you know, where now I'm about to build a career and everything. And that's where now they wanted me to have a phone, but I didn't want to have a phone. They wanted me to have a phone to be contactable, and I didn't want to have a phone. So I was like, nah, I'm cool. I don't need a phone. And then eventually I got a phone, but now I wanted to get a phone that doesn't have any social media platforms. In fact, I wanted to get a dumb phone, but now I couldn't get a dumb phone because they want to contact me on WhatsApp and all those stuff, which for me, I feel like it's a waste of time. It wastes a lot of time and everything. But it also goes back to the individual and how they use it. Because as I was doing research, you know, and looking at the statistics of, you know, people who would prefer not having a phone and all that stuff, I ran across a couple of videos that I was watching. And those people in those videos actually decided, the one decided that they're going to do a 30 days challenge of them not using their smartphone. They took their iPhone, locked it away, took the key, gave it to one of their friends, told their friends to give them back the key after 30 days, a friend that they trust, obviously. And then they went back to a dumb phone. That's what they did for 30 days. And this individual was explaining that decision that they decided to make, they found themselves in a position where they were sleeping better. So they slept for more hours and they were able to get enough sleep. And also, not just sleeping better, they were able to do things like reading books, you know. They were able to get work done. They were spending less time on social media, which was less distractions for them, and getting more stuff done. That's the positions that they found themselves in. The one even did a five-day challenge. The other one did a one-week challenge without a smartphone. And they started doing things like exercising. You know, they started building good habits and going back to the days of, you know, using a map, normal map, to actually navigate around. That's literally what went down, you know, with these individuals. So they stopped now relying on smartphones and all the stuff. They now went down to, you know, basically using your, you know, back then traditional way of going around, you know, and getting around and all those stuff. So that's literally what went down. And for me, I actually would love to be in a position where I just receive a call and make a call. The rest of the time, I'm thinking about things that are really constructive and that really matter, and, you know, things that actually get me to get somewhere. I would prefer being in that position. That's literally the positions that they were in, which was like, wow, like really brilliant stuff, you know, for them. And it was more productive and all those stuff. So I'd rather be in that position than not be in that position. That's why I wouldn't want a phone as well. You know, okay, let me say a smartphone, because social media as well, one thing I learned was you don't need to take drugs. Social media in a way is a form of a drug, because it's a vessel that gets people, you know, addicted and all the stuff and negative effects. Some people, they end up not sleeping enough, you know, depressed type of those type of situations. That's actually what happens with some people. So they would rather be in a position where they don't have a smartphone and they're not on social media. That's literally their preferences, if I can put it that way. And I would love to be in a position where I'm, you know, less on social media. Yes, you know, the work that you do sometimes needs you to be on social media, but most of the time you find yourself spending 60 hours, you know, and those 60 hours you are just scrolling down, you know, watching videos, people's pictures, liking, stuff like that, not really getting productive. So I'd rather be in a position where I'm productive than not productive. So that's literally what's going down. And yeah, there is a bit of, you know, life without a smartphone. Let me know how your life would look like without a smartphone. Would you survive? Would you prefer it? Or what's your side of the story? What is your side of the story? Let me know what your side of the story is. But with all of that said and done, here is a track by Reactive called Passion. Oh.
sit for you. Thirst with deep longings, my value and identity you renew. Your tender mercies mean more than life itself. To love you more, my heart compels. With passion I pursue.
I hope you enjoy that. I hope that was really awesome. That was on another level. Yeah. Do let me know what you think about, yeah, you know, life without phones, life without smartphones and all those stuff, you know. And yeah, if it's like completely getting rid of the phone, do let me know what you think about that whole situation. If it's not really getting rid of the phones, because yeah, myself, it's fine. I would love to be contactable. But yeah, I prefer life without a smartphone. So I'd rather go back to a dumb phone where I receive calls, you know, make calls. And yeah, basically be productive in life, you know. Don't focus on things that don't really matter. And yeah, at the same time, you know, still be able to go onto Facebook, post stuff, YouTube. Yeah, like there's a lot of things that you can do. but I don't want that to be the main focus and where all the energy and time is going. So I'd rather, yeah, have a dumb phone. That's my side, that's my perspective, that's my preferences, and yeah, do let me know what yours are. Myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm gonna love you and leave you. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening, good evening. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. And if it's good night, good night. Now you can go and sleep because you've listened to What's the Topic. Thank you for listening to What's the Topic until this very point, you know, this very moment. Yes, the ending of the show, in other words. And do share the show out there. Yes, let's take over the world and change lives. Yeah, and make sure that you enlighten other people, you know, with Active FM, with What's the Topic, with the other shows that are also on Active FM. From me, I don't have muscles from Brussels here, but he's definitely gonna be with us next week, so that is a promise. And yeah, you'll definitely hear him and hear his side of the story and everything. Yeah, we might even do a part two, you know, of this, so that we can hear his experiences. Gotta hear, you know, all the people's experiences and their point of views and what they think and all the stuff. So yeah, that is what we're gonna do. But I'm gonna leave you with the last track. Yes, a last track called God Is With You in the Trail, and it's an original remix by Coke Stroh. Enjoy the track and make sure you stay safe. Peace out and God bless.
God is amazing. Is amazing. God is amazing.
Exclusive. This is Coco.